Welcome to WGMC at 50, a historical podcast series reflecting back on the five decades that WGMC Jazz 90.1 has been on the air in Rochester. WGMC 90.1 FM signed on for the very first time on November 1st, 1973.
We now commence with our first day of broadcast.
I'm Rob Linton, station manager of Jazz 90.1, and I've spent the past few months talking with WGMCers, past and present, and those who have had a hand in getting this radio station to where it is today, again, celebrating our 50th golden anniversary.
Welcome to the first broadcast by the Monroe Educational Radio Association Network.
We'd like to thank everybody who has participated in this series so far, and we invite you to sit back, relax, and enjoy an oral history of WGMC. At 50. Welcome to WGMC at 50. I'm Rob Linton, delighted this afternoon, or this morning, depending on when you are listening, to be joined by one of our longest-serving volunteers here at Jazz 90.1, Andy Hines. Andy, how's it going?
It's going well. Thanks for having me.
No problem. So I was trying to figure out exactly how long you've been with this radio station as a volunteer.
Me too.
Yeah.
I didn't write it down.
Okay.
I know that Derek and I started weeks apart.
So okay.
That's my reference.
Yeah.
So I know that.
Okay. Well, I was trying to figure out who has been here the longest now, Pethick or
Tom,
you?
Yep, Tom.
Tom has.
Oh, by far.
Okay. All right.
In fact, I got to the station through Tom because when I moved here in 1986, I was looking for a jazz radio station.
Okay.
And I discovered Jazz 90.1, and I remember Tom was on Wednesday nights, and okay. I used to listen to the station years before I actually met him, and that's actually kind of cool that I met him because that was my introduction to the station.
So at what point did you decide that you wanted to become a volunteer host here?
A friend of mine, Mary Blaze Heffron, was a DJ here.
Okay.
And she brought me in, and kind of grew to like it.
Mm-hmm.
I'd done some DJing, mainly news work in college, so I wasn't totally unfamiliar with radio, but I'd never done music. So that was my introduction to here, and then one thing led to another, and I got my own show. So
now that program is called Andy's Mood. Has it always been that name?
It was really hard to come up with a name. I'm still wondering if it was the right one. But I kind of based it on the word mood shows up in a lot of jazz tunes. You've mm-hmm. got Monk's Mood and Moody's Mood and In the Mood. But also it was about like kind of how I felt and just the variety of the music and the feeling is kind of based on how I feel. So I felt maybe that kind of works for me.
Now, way back when, you also had a partner on the air here at Jazz 90.1.
Yep,
talk to us about that.
William Middleton.
Yeah.
He used to call the show a lot. And one thing led to another and brought him on once. And then he invited himself on again. And pretty soon it became a regular thing. And we did our show together for, I don't know the numbers. It had to be at least 3, 4, 5 years, something
okay.
like that.
Okay.
And so he still calls me. He's in Buffalo now. And he still calls me on Friday night sometimes. And
that's awesome.
So, but that was a good time. It was fun riffing with him. And
yeah.
His style of music and mine, and we would talk about the music, and it worked. I thought it worked really well.
Mm-hmm. Now, way back when you started with the station, we were a much different place. Lower power, not as big of a reach that we have now. And so when you first kind of got on the air, and I always joke with you and say that we do have black and white photos of you here.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. So when you first started on the air, what was it like for you kind of getting into that groove, no pun intended, of becoming a jazz radio DJ?
It was tough because I was still trying to figure out what I wanted to play.
Because,
again, the mood could be pretty wide ranging. So
right.
I was trying to figure out what my show was going to be. And that took, I think I'm still working on that.
Mm-hmm.
I just like this music. And so I'm kind of guided by what I like. And I try to do that. And I think hopefully that's worked out so far. But yeah, the station was totally different. It was in the original building. The equipment was super old. The very dusty, smelly shag rug on the wall. It was a very, very different atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
And it was down a long hallway. And it was a very different, you felt like you were in a bunker.
Yeah,
doing the music, and it's very different now.
And for the folks listening, that was back in the day at Athena High School.
right?
Yep.
Yep. Yep. Now, one of the things about, you know, volunteering here as long as you have, you've had an opportunity to watch this place go through kind of a lot of transitions and changes and growth. What's that been like for you?
It's been fun to watch because I realized early on what a special place this is, and it doesn't exist around the country. I've been around different cities where this doesn't exist. This music's not played in much bigger cities. So I knew that this was special, and watching it grow has also been special. Every time we moved, it got better, and right now we're peaking in terms of the amount of music we have available and the type of shows we have. And you know, everybody said jazz radio was dead when you know, some of the online sources came on, and thankfully hasn't been the case. And I think the pandemic was really an incredible time because we felt very, very isolated here, as did our listeners. Mm-hmm. And it was really eye-opening to get calls from listeners who were so dependent on us and how much this station meant to them. And it was very gratifying to come here, you know, to know that you're doing that for people. I mean, I got a call from Canada. A guy was telling me he lives right on the edge of the lake, and he listens to us, and this is what gets him through the week. And I thought that was pretty special.
Now, you've worked in news your whole professional career, haven't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yep, yep. How many years you been doing that?
Probably almost 40.
Okay.
Yeah.
So in listening to your program now on Friday nights from 9 to midnight, it truly is, what's Andy's mood this week? It's always very interesting to listen to your program because I'm able to tell what kind of week you've had. Because the news business is nuts, you know.
It is nuts. It's been nuts. This is a great outlet for me, mm-hmm. and it kind of puts things right sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, with all everything going on out there, and that's kind of the goal here too, I think, is to kind of give people a little bit of a refuge mm-hmm. from everything. And I'm always aware of that because I feel like I'm confronted with a lot of that every day at work.
Yeah.
So this is my refuge too, and I hope to impart that on the listener.
Mm-hmm. Rochester's such a huge jazz city, and you have an opportunity to kind of look at it from a couple of different lenses, no pun intended. I mean, behind your camera lens for television, but also on the radio side of things too. It's had to have been awesome for you as a Rochesterian to see this town really explode with jazz over the past 20 years, 15, 20 years especially.
It was. I came here and, you know, there was Steve Gadd and Chuck mm-hmm. Mangione and Jeff Tysick and Tony Levin, all these people that I, you know, Gap, Mangione, everybody that people I grew up listening. Mm-hmm. And I never, didn't realize they were here. You know, I met Joe Romano. And all these folks that were here in this town. So that was kind of my introduction to Rochester. I'm like, oh, this is pretty cool. These guys are all really important people. Eastman School, of course. And yeah, it's been fun to watch it grow. I think the Jazz Fest has been another incredible venture. And very, very grateful to John Nugent for bringing it to Rochester and Mark Iacona for helping him keep it here.
Yep.
And that's another really special thing. I don't think Rochesterians realize how big that festival is in the world of jazz, not just in New York or America, but in the world. It's one of the biggest festivals in the world. And to have it right here in Rochester, it's extremely special, and we should never, never take that for granted.
We're pretty spoiled, I think it's safe to say, jazz-wise.
We're right? always smug town, right?
I think that's right.
We're jazz smug town. I don't know. Again, don't take this for granted.
Don't take it for granted.
Don't take this radio station for granted. Don't take the Jazz Fest for granted. Don't take all the musicians playing around town for granted. There's a lot going on here, a lot more than you would find it in bigger cities around this country.
Mm-hmm. So throughout your time here as a volunteer at the radio station, you've watched it also go through financial highs and lows. Was there ever a concern for you that the city and the community could lose this place? And are you surprised that we've made it to five decades?
Very surprised. Mm-hmm. I think there were definitely ups and downs, and you know, there was a time period there when we were really struggling. We were struggling to get DJs in the door, too.
Yeah.
And that was a little, felt like a very very lonely battle sometimes. Mm-hmm. And I know you've come on and just, you know, kept things going in a major way. So we're always appreciative to you for mm-hmm. keeping this going. And never take this for granted. You know, this is very special, folks. You know,
absolutely. You have any idea how long you'll keep your show going? You got another 40 years in you? What do you think?
I don't know. We'll see. I've come here through snowstorms and
you have
illness and you know, all kinds of things, and it means a lot to me. Mm-hmm. So I'll try to keep doing it as long as I can.
Okay.
As long as you'll have me.
Absolutely. Andy, thanks so much for taking the time. We appreciate it. And for folks listening, you can hear Andy's Mood every Friday night from 9 to midnight. Thank you for checking out this episode as part of WGMC at 50, the podcast series celebrating 5 decades of Jazz 90.1 WGMC. Be sure to check back often as we plan to upload new episodes every week or two, celebrating those folks who have come through our doors, making this great radio station what it is today. Also, don't forget to check out our website. Our 50th anniversary page is loaded full of historical pictures, articles, audio, video, and so much more. This is Jazz 90.1 WGMC station manager Rob Linton. Thank you again so much for tuning in.